Welcome, word enthusiasts, to another episode of Grammar Lab, where we dissect the English language and make sense of its quirks, all to help you write and speak with confidence. I'm Abby.
And I'm Jack. Here at Grammar Lab, we unravel the tangled threads of English grammar and usage.
In today's episode, we'll delve into a pair of phrases that often trip people up, in regard to and in regards to. Stick with us to find out which is correct and how to use it seamlessly in your writing and conversation. Let's dive into our grammar insight for today. You've probably heard both in regard to and in regards to used interchangeably, but only one of these is traditionally recognized as correct. It's in regard to, with regard being singular.
That's right, Abby. In regard to is used to introduce a topic or reference something specific. For instance, you might say, in regard to your question, I have consulted the manual.
However, the use of in regards to, with an S at the end, is commonly heard in everyday conversation. Many consider it a colloquialism or a speech habit, but it's not generally accepted in formal writing.
Let's look at the etymology and history to give this some context. The term regard comes from the French regarder, meaning to look at. When we say in regard to, it's akin to saying concerning this matter.
The earliest documented use of in regard to dates back to the 18th century, where it appeared in letters and formal discourse. Over time, language naturally evolves, and this is where in regards to sneakily came into play.
But before you start thinking that language evolution will always have your back, it's crucial to note that not all changes in language are universally accepted, especially not right away. In this case, in regards to is often flagged as incorrect by editors and grammar aficionados.
Now, let's put our listeners to the test with a quiz, Jack. I'll give a sentence with the word blank in it, and you fill in the blank with the correct usage. Here we go. Blank the concerns you raised, we have updated our policy.
That would be, in regard to the concerns you raised, we have updated our policy.
Perfect. Now for another example, she made several comments blank your performance.
That should be, she made several comments in regard to your performance.
Spot on, Jack. Notice how using in regard to makes the sentences sound formal and precise. That's ideally what you want in business communication and academic writing.
As we wrap up today's lesson at the Grammar Lab, remember that while language is ever-evolving, sticking to in regard to will ensure your writing comes across as polished and professional.
And that's a wrap on in regard to versus in regards to. If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and leave us a review to help others find us.
And don't forget to stay updated on the latest episodes and access show transcripts. Subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or just shoot us an email.
Thanks for tuning in to Grammar Lab, where we help your grammar work for you. Until next time, keep your writing sharp and your conversations clearer.
Goodbye, everyone.